control of the airwaves. Dial in toll free and bring up anything you want. 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll free line. 1-800-259-9231. Join us on our website, freetalklive.com. We give you the features for free, so enjoy those on us. Once again, freetalklive.com. Joining you tonight, it's Ian,
JJ,
and Mark.
Now then, Mark, throughout the week, we've been slowly grinding through this piece, which isn't a particularly long piece necessarily.
No, it's really not.
But
just, we just get a lot more calls than we used to.
It also engenders a lot of conversation as well, yeah. and that's okay. So we've been talking about the seven sins of the forced indoctrination system, the forced education system in this country. The article is from Psychology Today. It's written by
Peter Gray.
Peter Gray, who is a college professor. And as you pointed out, this guy is not a liberty-minded person necessarily,
nope.
But he certainly gets it when it comes to this particular issue. And that is the government is essentially creating a prison system for children.
Right. He makes it very clear that and lays it out as to why public school is a prison. And, you know, you're forced to be there. They call it compulsory education. They don't call it compulsory because you have an option.
Mm-hmm.
The seven deadly sins of our school system, number one is denial of liberty on the basis of age. So if you're between the ages of 6 and 16 or 18, depending on the state you're in, the law says that they can deny you liberty. Beyond that age, you have to be convicted of a crime, but in that age, basically we're teaching our kids this sort of... we start them out in prison, and then they get free. Do we really want to start our kids out in prison and then let them free, as opposed to teaching them to be free? Number two, fostering the shame on one hand and hubris on the other regarding the sort of testing racket that goes on in school. Kids that test well will develop hubris over their other classmates, and those that do not will develop a sense of shame.
Neither one
of these are good.
Not only that, I mean, that's certainly true, because the people that don't get good grades, they're looked down upon, and then that can manifest into even worse behavior. Like, for instance, something that I encountered when I was in government school was this attitude that it's cool to fail. Like, because you've been looked down on so much by the people that are the lofty, high-graded kids, you just kind of, some people will come to accept that and wear it as a badge of pride, that instead of feeling bad about themselves, we'll just feel good about ourselves because we're failing, because it's cool to fail.
Right.
And that's not a very constructive thing to have happen either.
I think this is where the establishment of the class system begins, especially for the young people, is there's the people who are successful, who do the book work and toe the line, and then they're treated special. They get the AP classes or the classes where they can get away with more because they're in with the teachers. And then there's a group of people who don't fit in this paradigm, and they are shunned, and they are put into in-house suspension in some cases. And there's all kinds. There's like the classes, at least in my high school, there was the classes for the people who were basically, I don't want to say dropouts because they were still in school, mm-hmm. but they've dropped out of the idea of education. And so
they're there because they have to be.
Yeah, and they took the blue collar classes, like the shop class and the sort of labor classes. Whereas I wasn't one of those kids who exceeded it because I really didn't care about school. What classes I enjoyed, I did well at, and what classes I didn't, I got C's and D's because mm-hmm. I didn't really care. But I did have a little bit more of an edge as far as learning quickly and comprehending. So I was in some of the advanced classes, and I could definitely see the difference between going into an advanced class, and it was very casual, it was very much like they treated you like an adult, and then seeing my friends come to me and talk to me about their classes where they were in this shop class, and there was basically babysitting 101, and the teacher was just there to make sure they didn't hurt each other and hurt themselves
yeah.
and get through the school day.
So much of school is about that. And I had an interesting – I went from private school, junior high. I went 7th and 8th grade, and I was, I believe, every semester in 7th and 8th grade either on the honor roll or on the dean's list. And then I went in 9th grade to public school. And – what I found was I did, of course, end up in all – I was all in all the honors classes at that time. But I failed several of them.
Mm.
Why? Because nobody cared.
You didn't change. You went to school.
Right. I went from 1 year on the dean's list to the next year failing a couple of courses. It's not because the coursework was harder. It's because, well, for one thing, the teachers just didn't care as much. They got their paycheck one way or the other. Whether I passed or failed, it didn't mean anything to them. I mean, obviously, you know, teachers are listening right now and they're saying, oh, but. They've got excuses and whatever they are. But those are the facts. I went from a private school where my parents paid, you know, thousands of dollars to send me a year to a public school where other people's parents spent thousands of dollars to send me to school, and I failed in it.
I literally saw that distinction when I was I graduated in 97 in a suburb of Milwaukee, and a lot of the teachers that I had, especially for the advanced classes, obviously I was a senior at the time, but the teachers were retiring either the year I finished or the year after I finished, so they left the system. And then my brother was coming up. My sister and brother are both younger than me, one by 3 years, the other by 11. So then I got their sort of feedback about what's going on, and my brother straight up said they don't care anymore. The new teachers that are in here now, that are doing their jobs, the next generation of teachers are just there to collect their checks, and they don't like dealing with the problems that come with children from other parents and all that sort of stuff. So I think there are some teachers that were doing a very good job, that did care, that did apply a lot of effort, but that sort of generation, the percentage of people in that generation, you know, retired, and that the good teachers in this next generation are so few and far between that it just doesn't have much of an impact.
So I can go on with the article here from Peter Gray at Psychology Today. Number three of the seven sins of public education: interference with the development of cooperation and nurturance. We are an intensely social species, designed for cooperation. Children naturally want to help their friends, and even in school they find ways to do so. But our competition-based system of ranking and grading students works against the cooperative drive. Too much help given by one student to another is cheating. Helping others may even hurt the helper by raising the grading curve and lowering the helper's position on it. Do you understand?
Sort of.
Okay. So if I give JJ too much help, I'll be I could be raising the grading curve by lowering my position on it. So if I, you know, the curve can, if JJ does too well, then that affects.
If everybody does too well, then there's not as much of a curve.
Right. It can affect your grade poorly. So it, you know, you're just
for the classes that have curves. I guess not all of them do.
You're incentivized for whatever reason to stop that behavior. Some of those students who most strongly buy into schools understand this as well. They become ruthless achievers. Moreover, as I have urged in previous posts, the forced age segregation that occurs in schools itself promotes competition and bullying and inhibits the development of nurturance. Throughout human history, children and adolescents have learned to be caring and helpful through their interactions with younger children. The age-graded system deprives them of such opportunities. This is my single biggest complaint about school in America, and I'm not talking about public school, I'm talking about all schools. The idea that you can take all five-year-olds, stick them in a class together, and that's the way to do it. It seems to me absolutely nonsensical. And the nicest kids, the most well-behaved kids I've ever met have been homeschooled kids, kids that have grown up around more adults than kids, at least. They get out, they play, they have their little groups and stuff like that, but they just don't have that Lord of the Flies thing that goes on in a class of one teacher and 25 kids, you know, where you just can't watch it, you just can't control this behavior. They get out there on the recess, the teachers can't possibly see what was going on out there in the recess field, kids hitting each other with sticks and God knows what.
Well, look at one of the other things that goes on with the ages in the classes. I mean, in high school, for instance, in a lot of places, freshmen are picked on, right? I mean, you're new.
It's okay.
Right. We've been through this before. It's like a hazing that goes on where the seniors will pick on the freshmen, and then, you know, 4 years later or whatever, the freshmen get to do the same, who are now seniors, get to do the same thing to the freshmen. And it's just this very abusive kind of mentality that goes on. And if people were not divided up by age, then and if they were instead able to just advance as is necessary and have individualized courses or whatever, I mean, who knows what the free market in education would end up looking like, and what our concept of a class even is, how that might even change. More coming up. This is Free Talk Live.
As a Major League Baseball umpire for over 30 years, I've learned focus is everything. That's why I switched to a complete multivitamin with more. Only one a day men's 50 plus advantage has both ginkgo for memory and concentration, plus support for heart health. Centrum can't give you all that. And in this game, I want every advantage.
One a day men's 50 plus advantage, the official multivitamin of Major League Baseball.
Will I have garlic breath after I take Ali-C?
We get that question all the time about the world's best garlic extract, Ali-C. And the answer is, Ali-C contains stabilized allicin, nature's antimicrobial agent, and the active ingredient in crushed garlic, but will not give you garlic breath. Scientifically proven in double-blind studies, using low doses of allicin greatly reduces the number, severity, and duration of common colds. Our powerful Ali-C contains 300 milligrams of stabilized allicin. Just one tablet of Ali-C is equivalent to 40 garlic cloves. It's effective against asthma, MRSA, bacterial, fungal, and viral infections, and helps lower high blood pressure and high cholesterol. Plus, it's a natural mosquito repellent. Boosts resistance to infection with nature's best garlic extract, Ali-C. For more information and to order Ali-C, call 877-888-7126 or go to garlichealthproducts.com. That's 877-888-7126 or garlichealthproducts.com.
Hello again, I'm back. This is John Swenson at Midas Resources. And I want to address a couple of issues that I hear about daily when we're talking about gold and silver. First, is there anything to suggest that sunny skies are just ahead? If we continue to print fiat dollars, inflation worsens, there's civil unrest around the world, and the demand for gold and silver has never, ever been higher. Next, if you heard that possessing metals is a complicated process, I assure you that whether we're discussing a direct purchase or an IRA rollover, this is a simple, straightforward transaction. This is all about protecting your assets, and frankly, what are your options? Stock market? Real estate? Metal certificates? I don't think so. Please call me, 800-686-2237, extension 128. I promise a casual conversation, no pressure, no nonsense. I'm John Swenson at 800-686-2237. Extension 128, and I sincerely look forward to hearing from you.
There's mounting evidence suggesting that there are people, governments, corporations, and whole professions intent on short-circuiting humanity's well-being. GMO, food legislation protecting big agriculture, the attempted elimination of vitamins and alternative medicines, it seems their hand has been tipped. They want to dictate your health, wealth, and your longevity. Whatever the outcome, we have a solution. Wild edible food. Why worry about food when all has been provided? We imagine that we were ejected from the garden and never invited back, but the garden's still here. There is an endless wild abundance which grows all over our green earth, just waiting for you to wake up and see it. Let author Linda Runyon teach you how to see, know, get, prepare, store, and eat wild edible food. Save money, add nutrition, and ignore the noise when you go shopping in nature's supermarket. Go to ofthefield.com and get started today. Or call 1-888-51-EAT-FREE. That's ofthefield.com or call 1-888-51-EAT-FREE and begin to see a different world.
This is Free Talk Live. You can call in and take control at 1-800-259-9231.
Take control of the airwaves and ring up whatever you want at 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. You can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. We give you the features for free on the site, so enjoy those. Those other talk show hosts, they want to charge you for their websites. Go and enjoy freetalklive.com at your leisure. And again, it's all the features there, totally free for you. Archives, listening options, etc. freetalklive.com.
It's the shirt that you use most. the white dress shirt. And Paul Frederick has it for you, an athletic trim, big and tall, for $19.95. There are more than 55 sleeve, fit, and collar combinations. If you've tried to buy dress shirts before and, you know, maybe gone to the discount stores or something trying to get one at a low price, you know that that collar or the sleeve length or the waist, they're always the wrong size. And having the wrong size shirt makes you look funny and feel out of place. Go ahead, get one that fits. Get a quality shirt and get it for $20. The price is unheard of. You can also get free monogramming, too. Monogramming makes a shirt stand out. It makes people say, huh, there's a guy who cares about his shirt. Use promo code TUCK at 1995shirt.com. Again, it's promo code T-U-C-K at 1995shirt.com.
All right, let's go to the phones and the fun, talking about education. Of course, you can bring up anything you'd like at 800-259-9231. Let's talk to Kevin, listening in Indianapolis to WXNT. Hello, Kevin.
Hello. Hey. I started first grade when John Kennedy first came into office, and one of his famous slogans was, "A rising tide lifts all boats," but in regards to our educational system now, we're all in submarines, and we're so far below the surface, we can't even breathe right now. It's just, I so agree with everything you said. Like last night you were talking about administration. There's like triple the administrative individuals. And in Indiana, our legislature is run by ministers, teachers, and administrators. And that's why 70 cents of every tax dollar is going to education. It's a huge racket. And I have 12 years of public, private school. So it's a little hard for me to comment, but I can see you can't even have correct change anymore. And yeah. The way kids, okay, I'm sorry, I'm done.
No, no, it's true. I mean, when you go someplace, you really have to count your change.
Well, if you're a tyrannical government bent on controlling the nation, don't you want slaves that are stupid, dumb, that can't learn, can't comprehend? I mean, you don't want the bright, intelligent people able to figure out that everything is screwed up, do you? I mean, seriously.
Well, I did help. I helped develop the ISIP pass. And I can give you a little insight really quickly because you touched on this a little earlier about dumbing things down.
What was it you helped develop? I'm sorry, I missed that.
The test that determines if someone can graduate from high school.
Okay.
So first of all, the test is at a sixth grade level. And how they grade it is percentile. So in other words, you can be in the 99th percentile, the top 1% of the students. However, you could answer the questions only 50% of the time correct. In other words, you could score 50% on the test, but because no one else scored higher than you, you're in the top 99%. So everything's going down. And you're graded 1, 2, 3, and 4. And most of the time, they tell us to start at 3 when we're grading the test. And it's so easy to meet the criteria of 3. And if not, it's a 2. And sometimes you flip a 4 because it's just human nature. So very rarely, if I correctly graded the scores and raised the standards a little bit on the knowledge that the kids are taught, most of the kids would not pass the test.
Incredible.
Yes. And it's really an indictment on the public school system.
Well, that's in Indiana, and I think that's pretty much across the board. I think you'd find that whole – the governor from – ex-governor said it best. We're a nation of wimps, and that's why the Chinese are just beating our brains out. They're doing calculus as they're walking through a rainstorm to get to work. Well, we can't even go to a ball game now because it's too cold.
Thanks for the call tonight, Kevin. I appreciate hearing from you at 800-259-9231.
JJ, when you were talking there about what would you want from your populace if you were trying to educate them? You know, everything
as a government, tyrannical government.
Everything in life, and especially politics, can be brought back to Star Wars. And the fact is that stormtroopers, they were clones, bred to be sort of, you know, mentally compliable, you know, that they would believe what they were told by their superiors. People have to believe these things, and this is really the sort of activity. What do we have in school? Well, we have a situation where people are, you know, the education system's diminishing over time, but you can be sure those kids are saying the Pledge of Allegiance every day.
Oh, and they're learning about the government and how useful the government is.
Yeah, Abraham Lincoln was a savior. I mean, if you look at the textbooks that these kids are reading from, And I think they've gotten worse and worse as time goes on, but I remember the ones that I was reading from, and, you know, the whole thing about Abraham Lincoln, you made this little this little picture of him with his top hat and his beard, and we sang the praises of all of that good that he did, and then you come to find out the actual history of what really happened.
Yeah, just read his inaugural addresses. Forget the Gettysburg Address. Read the second inaugural address of Abraham Lincoln.
Right. I mean, I'm talking like the suspending habeas corpus, putting journalists in prison, persecuting free speech, and basically shutting it down in large sections of
the only slaves
Union.
He freed weren't in his country.
Right.
I mean, he allowed slavery all through. In his lifetime, Abraham Lincoln never freed a single slave.
So what I liken it to, and this is a chuckle for the video game people out there, it's like if you played an RTS... This public school is the building you click on to get drones. That's about it. It's like, I need more drones for my drone army, so I'll just click on my public school and build 50,000 drones. There we go.
Let's talk to Richard, listening in Norfolk to WTAR. Hello, Richard.
How y'all doing this evening?
Hey, great. What's on your mind tonight?
Man, let's start with Lincoln. Lincoln certainly wanted to end slavery, but he didn't want to leave the blacks here. That's why he bought Liberia, was to ship all the blacks back to Africa. He did not believe that the whites and blacks could live together.
That much was true, and I think Liberia was actually purchased after his death, but that was his plan. But what you need to understand is when you read the second inaugural address, he made it clear to the southern states that as long as they returned to the Union, they could keep their slaves. Abraham Lincoln didn't do – he was an abolitionist. I'm not going to say he wasn't. He certainly was, and it was one of the reasons the southern states decided to secede. But he didn't free any slaves.
He wanted the Union to stick together.
Yeah, that's what he
wanted.
Yeah,
that was his only concern.
That was it.
Let's get back to the school system. I just have one thing to say to parents. I personally was not blessed with children. Get your kids out of the government schools.
Yeah, absolutely.
Please, if you got to take two jobs, get them out of there. That is, if you love your kids, get them out of the government schools.
No doubt about it. Anything else you want to share tonight?
I was on a school bus today making some repairs to it, and the names of the kids were over top of the seats, and it just about made you want to cry. One kid's name, I'm thinking they pronounced it Maurice. It was spelled M-Y-R-I-C-E. My Rice.
It makes you wonder why people would do these odd spellings sometimes.
The kid should be able to sue his parents. One kid's name was Du Jour. Isn't that soup of the day in French?
Thanks for the call tonight. God. Appreciate hearing from you at 800-259-9231, the SACL CAI toll-free line. We'll come back with more on the seven sins of the forced education system in this country. You can take control of your airwaves, and I will echo Richard's advice as another person who does not have kids. Get your kids out of the government schools. And, Mark, you've got a child. I think you would agree.
I'm all for homeschooling.
We're coming up. This is Free Talk Live.
Are you still a traditional smoker? Now experience a new lifestyle and try vaping with e-cigarettes by LeSig. Imagine no ashes, stains, nasty smell, or coughing and hacking. With LeSig e-cigarettes' revolutionary microelectronic technology, rechargeable battery, and unique replaceable cartridge, you'll get all the benefits and satisfaction of smoking without the hazards. Choose your taste from a wide variety of our new American-made Vaporeon e-liquids at LeSig.com. And LeSig smokes the competition by serving thousands of worldwide customers with real people customer service, fast, free, same-day shipping, and a 30-day warranty and satisfaction guarantee. So are you ready for a new vaping lifestyle? Then call 870-518-4307. That's 870-518-4307. Or visit LeSig.com, spelled LeCig.com. LeSig e-cigarettes for today's modern smoker.
You know that drinking pure, high-alkaline water is one of the most important factors in maintaining high energy and vibrant health, and most experts agree that the water you drink should be at a pH level of 8 or higher. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops, available only at AlkaVision.com, combine a unique formula of most alkaline minerals available. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops alkalize your water, ridding the body of harmful toxins and acid, helping you to regain your energy and health. Alkalizing your water by simply adding 10 drops of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops helps the body to rid itself of acidic waste.
increases oxygen, and raises the pH of your body to optimal levels. And bacteria and viruses cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops for only $29.95 at AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Or call 269-409-1776. 269-409-1776. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com.
If you owe money to the IRS, you can't make the problem go away by yourself. But with the help of Dan Pilla, you can get your problem solved once and for all.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. For 30 years, I've helped thousands of people solve their tax debt problem, and I can help you solve yours too. We take a very simple but proven three-step approach to solving your problem. First, we stabilize IRS collection actions so you don't have to worry about the IRS seizing your bank account or paycheck. Next, we build a comprehensive plan to get your tax debt reduced to the fullest extent possible, sometimes even completely eliminated. And finally, we work with you every step of the way to get your problem solved once and for all. Call us for a free consultation. Call 1-800-346-6829. We'll work together to get your problem solved, guaranteed.
Dan Pilla has been protecting taxpayers from the IRS for 3 decades, and he can help you too. Call us today at 800-346-6829. That's 800-34-NO-TAX.
The U.S. economy is at a tipping point. 40 cents of every dollar the government spends is borrowed. The president of the Federal Reserve in Dallas was recently quoted saying, "This path will lead to insolvency, resulting in the collapse of our government and our economy. Our country can't function like this, and neither can your household. That's why you need to prepare, and priority one is your food supply. Fortunately, it's easy and affordable with the help of Ready Reserve Foods. Ready Reserve Foods has been a premier supplier of long-term storable foods for 37 years. Their unique process assures the highest quality long-term food storage available with a 25-year shelf life. A full year supply of quality food for two people costs a fraction of what you pay at the grocery store. For a free full-color catalog, call 800-453-2202. That's 800-453-2202. Or visit ReadyReserveFoods.com. Ready Reserve Foods, making preparedness simple since 1972.
This is Free Talk Live. You can call in and take control at 1-800-259-9231.
Talk Live. You can dial in toll free and bring up anything you want. 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll free line. It's 1-800-259-9231. You can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. We give you the features for free, so enjoy those on us. Once again, that's freetalklive.com. Joining you this evening, it's Ian,
JJ,
and Mark.
Don't forget, those features include our news updates. You get signed up, we'll keep you in the loop whenever there's something you need to know about Free Talk Live. Go to news.freetalklive.com, and you can sign up for our emailed updates or follow us via Twitter or Facebook. Once again, go to news.freetalklive.com. Get signed up for free.
The Ruger Gunsight Scout Rifle is an affordable, versatile, and reliable rifle. It'll deliver 10 rounds of .308 Winchester performance in a variety of situations. It's compact, lightweight, and accommodates a host of optics. It's a serious rifle for those serious about rifles, the perfect do-it-all bolt-action rifle where rugged, reliable Ruger meets practical tactical. The Ruger Gunsight Scout Rifle, the one rifle you have to have if you can have only one. Ruger.com.
All right, so we continue here, 800-259-9231. Let's go right back into your phone calls. We're talking about education. Of course, you can bring up anything. Let's talk to Charlie, listening in Virginia Beach to WTAR. Hello, Charlie. Charlie? And someone's there. I hear something. Hello? Charlie in Virginia Beach going once. Charlie in Virginia Beach going twice. Let's put him back on hold. Maybe he, I don't know, had to go somewhere.
He'll wake up.
Maybe he'll come back. All right, so let's, in the meantime, continue here. Psychology Today, running a piece, a very useful piece that I think has been very accurate so far about the government indoctrination system. They call it the forced education system. They're absolutely right. That's exactly what it is. And there are all kinds of consequences that come when you use force and when you, you know, make it so that people must pay for a system that is, well, less than desirable.
Yeah, and going on to number four here, the last one was number three, the interference with the development of cooperation and nurturance. And I think that they, you know, my favorite pet peeve about school in general, not just public school, is that they segregate kids based on age. And I'm sure they do this to make it easier to teach different kids different stuff. But I think that there's a real problem with it. And I think that, the doctor here says that by separating them, throughout human history, children and adolescents have learned to be caring and helpful through their interactions with younger children. The age-graded school system deprives them of such opportunities. And I often tell this story on air of when I think I was in kindergarten and this kid who was in third grade seemed like a much bigger kid at the time. Obviously, he was. I think it was a keep-away situation, and he, like, got my shoe back or something. I don't know what it was. But, I liked him, and I talked to him on the playground and stuff, and one time I went to his classroom. I think he must have been in second grade.
So the third grader helped you retrieve your shoe.
Yeah, actually, second grade, now that I think about it.
He helped you retrieve your shoe from someone who was trying to keep it from you?
That's correct.
Gotcha.
You know, some kids my age were playing keep-away, I think, with my shoe or something, and they went on to bother somebody else once a larger kid came and got my shoe for me. So I went to talk to his, I asked his teacher, where's Johnny? I don't know the kid's name anymore. And she said, she basically started asking me a whole bunch of questions. She didn't want me playing with him. She didn't want me bothering him. She didn't want me being around him. And
so weird.
Yeah, it is weird. I bet this happens time and time again. I think that it's just kind of beat into our skulls that, look, you play with kids your own age. You don't mess with the older kids. You don't mess with the younger kids. And I don't know why. I don't know what it is people are trying to get across there. But I think there's value in that. I'm sure that it creates some situations where there's tension. I think the biggest problem is that school just, they've got one teacher and 25 kids. Number four. Interference with the development of personal responsibility and self-direction. A theme of the entire series of essays in this blog is that children are biologically predispositioned to take responsibility for their own education. They play and explore in ways that allow them to learn about the social and physical world around them. They think about their own future and take steps to prepare themselves for it. By confining children to school and other adult-directed settings, and by filling their time with assignments, we deprive them of the opportunities and the time they need to assume such responsibility. Moreover, the implicit and sometimes explicit message of our forced schooling system is, if you do what you're told in school, everything will work out well for you. Children who,
right. What a joke.
Just follow the rules. Stay right within the lines.
That's what it's about. Children who buy into that may stop taking responsibility for their own education. They may assume falsely that someone else has it figured out and what they need to know and how to become successful adults, so they don't have to think about it. If their life doesn't work out so well, they take the attitude of a victim. My school or parents or society failed me, and that's why my life is all screwed up.
So spot on. And there is this prescribed path that everyone who's in the government school is presented with, and that is that thou must go to college if thou wishest to be successful. And, of course, that's not necessarily going to be the truth. And then kids, of course, believe that to be true because that's what they've been told in school. That's what they've been told by their parents because everybody's been told this for generations. And so, you know, the prevalence of this myth is all over the place.
Yeah.
And
I'm not even sure a bachelor's degree means much anymore.
It depends.
I know what high school diploma doesn't mean anything.
No, what it really means is that you were able to sit through the boring lectures and you had the discipline to attend school for another 4 years.
Mm-hmm.
But I think the problem with the public schools more so is the one-size-fits-all mentality of all government solutions, in that all children of this age group must learn this exact text and then must be tested on this exact text, and then all children learn by reading this book and then get tested on it.
Listen to this lecture and take a bunch of notes.
Instead of having, you know, some children who are more visual or more auditory or experienced or more physical, where they actually learn by using their hands and feeling things out and actually being, manipulating things in the physical realm instead of just reading and being intellectual. Not everyone is an intellectual, and not everybody can think the way that you need to think in order to learn from an intellectual standpoint. So the idea that you can provide this one solution, this one indoctrination camp, which everyone follows the exact same steps,
mm-hmm.
and everyone comes out with the exact same results, is just foolish.
And it puts that up on high as well. So this is the institution. This is where learning happens. We know everything that you need to know.
And don't forget, you're going to end up at the bad kids' school if you try to leave.
Right, and you know, the idea that that all of knowledge that is of use is in this institution is propagated, and then propagated further to say that now if you really want the knowledge that makes the world go round, you must go to the college institution, and so move from one institution to another institution, because there's no learning that can happen anywhere else in the world. You must be in these buildings. You must be in this location, in this classroom, in this structure, and it's just... It takes away young people's desire to learn because it's been institutionalized.
And this is, you know, the what I just said was high school diplomas mean nothing. And what I mean by that is, what do you use your high school diploma for?
Well, there's some jobs that require it, but other than
which
that...
Which one? They say.
Yeah, so they say. No, they say that.
I've heard that. I mean, I've
never had to produce it myself.
Right. I didn't either. I went to prison right after graduating high school, so, I had a job from the age of 12. That thing, I don't have any idea where it is, and, you know, what happened to it? Now I got a job. Nobody ever asked me for it.
Let's talk to Troy, listening in Virginia Beach to WTAR. Hello, Troy.
Hey, how you guys doing?
Hey, Troy, what's on your mind tonight?
Actually, I wanted to give you a kind of a double-headed, two-headed coin belief system with in Virginia Beach, Virginia. Here, I got a number of kids, and they've been through we've been the opportunity to be in a number of different elementary schools and middle schools and so forth in the same city, and you'd be amazed at how different schools within the same city district have different programs. Like some schools are all year schools. Some schools have summer off. Some schools have pushed the No Child Left Behind program, which I promote, and I'll get into that too in a second. And other schools just push, like what you guys are talking about, just push them through. And to put that on simple, I had a daughter that had actually technically by the scores failed the first grade, but I talked to the teachers and principal school of a good school. And they promote her, and she had learning difficulties, but now she's in middle school, is on her own.
I'll tell you what, we'll come back. I know you had a little bit more to say, so we'll bring you back here in a moment at 800-259-9231. He said he pushed the No Child Left Behind thing. I want to know more about that. It's Free Talk Live.
This Your Family Today tip is brought to you by Ovaltine. Give your kids the nutrition they need to be their best. Visit us at OvaltineUSA.com. Telling your child about healthy food choices is important, but showing her what to eat goes a lot further. Have her help create the grocery list, then bring her to the store with you. Picking out healthy foods together helps kids get in the habit of thinking about what they're eating every day. For more tips like these, visit us at parenthood.com/yourfamilytoday.
MemoryDealers.com offers the world's largest selection of discounted optical transceivers, including SFPs, GBICs, XFPs, Zimpax, and X2s, that are 100% compatible with all major networking equipment manufacturers, including Cisco, 3Com, Foundry, Alcatel, and HP, at up to 99% off list price. Memory Dealers can also offer customized solutions for your transceiver requirements, including private labeling. Memory Dealers is your trusted source for all your networking and telecom accessory needs, in stock and ready to ship via overnight delivery. MemoryDealers.com.
Never buy home canning jar lids again. No kidding. When you buy Tadler reusable canning lids once, you'll never buy canning lids ever again. Safely store emergency preparedness foods for years. Traditional metal lids are single-use throwaways containing BPA. But Tadler reusable canning lids are guaranteed to last a lifetime when used as designed for home canning. Tadler lids are made with a USDA and FDA-approved food-grade plastic, safe for direct food contact, and contain no BPA. Tadler lids are dishwasher-safe, usable with standard pressure or water bath canning, eliminate food spoilage from acid corrosion, fit standard mason jars, are indefinitely reusable, and are proudly made in the USA. Place orders at reusablecanninglids.com or call 1-877-747-2793, 877-747-2793. Call 877-747-2793 or go to reusablecanninglids.com. That's reusablecanninglids.com for Tadler reusable canning lids, the original since 1976. If you suffer from poor sleep, you need MyPillow. Guaranteed to be the most comfortable pillow you will ever own. Using a patented fill, MyPillow adjusts to your exact individual needs by gently supporting your head, shoulders, and neck. MyPillow has a natural built-in cooling effect, keeping your cervical nerves cool, giving you the best sleep of your life. MyPillow will never go flat and relieves snoring, migraines, sleep apnea, fibromyalgia, and many other disorders. It's antimicrobial, non-allergenic, dust mite resistant, and best of all, machine washable and dryable. MyPillow is made in the USA, has an A rating with the Better Business Bureau, comes with a 60-day money-back guarantee and an industry-leading 10-year warranty. Order today at MyPillow.com or call 952-442-6199. That's 952-442-6199. Mention coupon code GCN and receive 20% off your order. What do you have to lose except poor sleep? MyPillow.com, the most comfortable pillow you will ever own, guaranteed.
Hi, I'm Mark Craighead, founder of Crossbreed Holsters. I designed our top-selling holster, the Super Tuck Deluxe, to solve the problems of being poked, pinched, and gouged while carrying concealed. The Super Tuck Deluxe is the most comfortable, most concealable holster on the market today. We offer a 2-week free trial and a lifetime warranty.
Visit us at crossbreedholsters.com. Don't forget, crossbreedholsters.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
This is Free Talk Live. You can call in and take control at 1-800-259-9231.
Free and take control of the airwaves at 800-259-9231, the SACL CAI toll-free line, 1-800-259-9231. You can join us on our website at freetalklive.com, and we give you the features on the site for free. So enjoy those, and if you like the show and want to help support Free Talk Live, do that by going to promote.freetalklive.com. You get a whole list of things that you can do there to get Free Talk Live to more ears around the world. Go to promote.freetalklive.com as we go back to the phones and to the fun. We talk again to Troy, listening in Virginia Beach to WTAR. Now, Troy, you'd said something earlier about, we've been talking about education again tonight. You said something earlier about supporting No Child Left Behind. What did you mean?
Yeah, actually, like I said, I got one of my children, one of my daughters is now 13 now in middle school. She's in seventh grade. But when she was just finishing kindergarten in first grade in one of the better schools in the city, she was struggling really hard. I mean, I was like with her for hours in the afternoon and weekends, you know, just going over simple stuff, you know, and she got it and didn't get it, got it. Anyway, long story short, she had, you know, all those tests they had to take. She had just failed it, almost like Forrest Gump, just by a couple of points. And so, you know, I went and I was, you know, an active parent, you know, when, you know, with the problem. And I went and talked with they have a whole council of people that you talk to when you're in those situations. And they pushed, and I made a deal with them to let her go ahead and graduate, even though she technically had failed. But the deal was that she had to continue going through summer school to make up anything to give her those extra points to make it. So otherwise she would have been held back. And I think that the fact that she did that, and I kept her in these extra helping classes throughout the whole time, now that she's in middle school, she's actually caught up with the rest of the class, and it's her first year where she's not in like a helping class. Now, she still has extra tutor classes that they have in addition because of the simple fact that this had happened at the beginning of the school year. She got her first report card, and her name is Salai. So Salai, in the report card, she was sent one of her classes. And I know it was her first time being on her own, so we let her be on her own. And I said, all right, Salai, go get your book. And to my surprise, she gave me a bunch of crap about how she didn't have a book. And I said, what do you mean you got no book? This is a bunch of bull crap. You ain't got no book. I know you got a book, right? Go get your book. and she didn't have one. And to my surprise and amazement, I went down to the school, and they do not issue books out in the classroom anymore. They gave some online code or something, and she actually didn't get one for that class. And we didn't even have internet at the time, which was amazing. I didn't even know this, because the year prior to that, they had books. They had just started that program to save money. And I went down there, and, you know, I talked with the guidance counselors and all this, and the history teacher, and they gave us stuff that's even amazing. Some classes, they have books in the class, like 30 or 40 for the classes, but they're not allowed to take them home. So they give them, they give them now, like, assignments, like notes from the class, and they give them tests from the notes that they take in the class, and that's it. So they don't actually take books home anymore.
What does that have to do with, I'm sorry, but I'm a little lost. What does that have to do with No Child Left Behind?
Well, the fact is that she would have failed and would have been behind on her classes, but now she's with everyone else.
I guess I just don't understand what that has to do with the federal government and whatever that program entails. I mean,
The fact that the program says like No Child Left Behind, they do everything in their best effort not to fail the child, and the point is that she would have failed and would have been, you know, had to repeat the first grade and maybe the second grade again and so forth, and then been very high in her peers. And
I'm no expert on the Department of Education, but I thought that No Child Left Behind meant that the government was instituting programs where teachers would be tested and therefore held more accountable, and that was what it was about.
No. It's like what that guy was talking about earlier, how the grade scores are curved to a lower grade so more children can pass. So less children will be left behind and be considered, I guess, they're all touchy-feely now with the no bullying and everything else, but I think they're losing core problems. Like they don't even, even though some of the classes had, like, history class, example, science class, they don't even have a English book at all, not even in the class. And this stuff just amazes me, especially since children nowadays are on the internet and they're texting. You think English would be, like, a priority. But it isn't. And what I always tell everyone is that no matter what, you know, do not let the school system, public or private, do not let the school system be the only teacher to your child. I say, that's why I'm active with my children. And I say,
no doubt about that. Hey, thanks for the call tonight. I appreciate hearing from you at 800-259-9231. You know, it's been so long since No Child Left Behind has really even been a conversation. I have to say I'm pretty...
Well, I pulled it up on Wikipedia here, and basically the act outlines testing the students and then grading schools themselves on the cumulative testing scores. So basically schools where a lot of children are failing these overall tests, you know, like the, I don't know what they call those tests that all the children take. And then
the standardized
testing. It's based on that testing, and then the school is then graded, and certain schools that have failing grades are given, you know, ultimatums to either get the test scores up or to fix some problems, that sort of stuff. I don't really see anything in here about...
Yeah, I think he was kind of taking the name of the program and applying it to what happened to his child. Like,
she didn't get left behind.
The administrators or whatever did whatever it took to, I guess,
advance her. What if it would have helped her to get left behind? What if she, as a child, and maybe her learning ability was not, you know, on par with where the books were trying to teach her, but maybe if she was left behind 1 year and then started, that she would be...
It's a real iffy situation, JJ, because... The fact is, you're still taking this one size. What if
she was
running slow in this one size fits all situation? Every kid's going to learn differently. And I know this is going to be the most shocking statement of the night. I swear to God, you can do more for your kid by sitting them down in front of PBS than you can by sending them to a public school. They'll learn more by watching television through these educational programs, I think, than they do by going to school. This getting the one teacher and 35 students, that kind of I think the kind of psychological damage they get at school is worse than what they would get just staying at home.
Yeah, well, it's not just about, you know, he mentioned a different schools within a school district or a city. It's also regional based on, you know, various areas of the country. Like, I had a friend in high school, it was middle school at the time, and he was doing really poorly in basically all of his classes. He clearly wasn't, capable of learning, in the way that the other people were in the classroom. And then he moved to Florida. His mother, single mom, moved to Florida for a job opportunity or something like that. And next thing I hear, about a year later, he's like acing all of his classes. The school system down there was so much easier so much easier to learn, and the grading was just, it was night and day. So he went from basically failing out of the middle school classes in Wisconsin to straight A student in Florida.
It's one of the complaints leveled at the Florida school system. Largely, the voters in Florida are 65 plus. They don't really care about educating kids at that point. They're much more concerned of end of life issues, and so that, you know, there's not nearly as much money put into public schools in Florida as there.
But that suggests that money is going to solve the problem, Mark. I mean, that's the same old suggestion.
I'm
that
just
you
saying
hear
that
from
that is a common complaint. That's all I said.
This is all that you hear from people about the school system and all of its problems is that, well, it just needs more money. Oh, well, if the Florida
all
government
the money in the world spent up here, and that doesn't mean, you know, your public schools here are still worse than the private schools are. It's about the intention of the teachers, and I think that the conversation, the sort of the cultural conversation that exists in public school sucks the life out of the teachers and the students alike, and it creates a product that's less than mediocre.
Well, I think, Ian, you hit on something earlier when you were saying that the public school system creates this illusion that if you're going to be educated, it needs to happen in this building.
Mm-hmm.
And I think you can take that and extrapolate it to not just students, but also the parents, where the parents think, my child's going to school, so their education is taken care of. I don't need to teach them anything.
Yeah.
I can basically be hands-off and put them into this, basically car wash of education, where they all get into their line and they all just go along and get the spray, and then the things come and beat on the sides of them, you know, that sort of thing. And then finally the
upperclassmen.
Right, exactly. And so they don't worry about the education at home. They don't focus on that. They don't make that a priority, when perhaps they could educate their children far better than a teacher could, because they're dealing with them in a one-on-one situation.
Absolutely.
And it's much more a compassionate and loving situation, and therefore positive, than a competitive classroom environment where all it takes is one class person to basically cause a ruckus in the class, and then all the learning that would have happened there that day is gone because everyone's excited.
It's competitive, but the fact is that it also teaches to the lowest common denominator. It's that couple few kids at the bottom that get the teaching, and it draws them all down.
There's more coming up here at 800-259-9231. Still plenty of time for your calls, your thoughts. Hour 3 is next. 1-800-259-9231. This is Free Talk Live.
How does a cruise to Bermuda sound? How about a cruise to Bermuda with Stefan Molyneux, Wes Bertrand of Complete Liberty, and me, Mark Edge? This cruise isn't just a convention on the water. It's an unconference where the event is what you make of it. The boat has an ice skating rink, rock climbing wall, miniature golf, and much more. The ship leaves Bayonne, New Jersey this November. But you need to reserve your berth now. They're about $600 double occupancy. Go to cruise.freetalklive.com. Do it today. cruise.freetalklive.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.